A pay freeze might force almost 10% of your agency's workforce out the door. The RAND Corporation says a permanent three-year pay freeze led to a 7% decline in the ranks of the general schedule employees in government. Beth Ash is senior economist at the RAND Corporation. She and her colleagues are writing about the impact of pay freezes on federal employee retention. Beth, congratulations to you and to Michael Maddock and to James Hossack, writing under the title The Federal Civil Service Workforce and looking at the pay freeze. What brought this research about as a topic of interest to you and your colleagues in the first place, Beth? Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. What our interest was to bring to bear and develop the kind of workforce management tools that have been used successfully in managing military personnel and bring them into the arena of thinking about workforce management and retention in the federal civil service. The tools that are available aren't as advanced as they are for military personnel, and so we wanted to develop this capability, which we began to do, and then we applied the capability by looking at how did the pay freezes and other changes affect workforce retention, and we focused on the Department of Defense.
Now, I looked at your key findings, which are posted on the RAND Corporation website. We'll link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, along with putting a link to your to the work as a whole. And you write, one of the key findings that you post is the dynamic retention model can be extended to assess the impact of compensation policies on retention of federal civil service personnel. Tell me about the dynamic retention model and how you developed it.
Okay, well, the model was really developed in the 1950s by actually here at RAND and wasn't applied until the early 80s to military personnel. What it is a model based on the data of looking at the careers of individuals. So we get data on members of the civil service, or sometimes the military, and we track them over time. So we're looking at real people and whether they stayed or leave. It's not a survey-based data. And the model allows people to be forward-looking. They also recognize that there's uncertainty and they make decisions to stay or not. They're heterogeneous. It's not all about money. They have different tastes for federal work. And we are able to estimate this model by using a lot of data. So it's data-based, using administrative data on whether people stayed or not. It's not a survey-based tool.
One of the reasons, Beth, that I think that this research will be valuable to people in the government is who you looked at here. And you write in the at the beginning of this, you focused on the most educated workers, those with a baccalaureate or higher degree, and on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM workers, in the general schedule workforce. Those are the ones that the government's trying hardest to retain. What were some of the things that you found as you applied this model and as you looked at the data that you got through it?
What we found is that there is a pretty sizable effect in the long run of a pay freeze of the type that we saw between 2000 and 2013. If the pay increase for federal workers would have been what we found with the Employment Cost Index, that's what's used as the basis for setting the pay rates for federal employees, it increased about 1% each year between 2011 and 2013. So if they, by having that pay freeze, we found that there is a noticeable, as you said, a 7.3% decline in the workforce that's retained. And what's interesting is that that effect unfolds slowly over time. It's not like all of a sudden next year you're going to have 7.3% fewer staying. That's not what we found. What we found is that it's an effect that's a long-run effect that takes time to unfold. And then the other aspect, interesting and important finding, I think, is that a lot depends on what people expect. If people in the federal workforce think, Congress will restore it, you know, next year or a couple of years. If people believe it's going to be restored, there's actually very little retention effect. On the other hand, if they think it's Congress is never going to restore it, they're never going to be made whole again and put them back on the trajectory, there is as big as a 7.3% decline in retention. So the point here is that what people expect Congress to do in response to the pay cut is an important element of the retention effect.
And so that fits, that makes sense based on the finding that you have that unpaid furloughs, similar to what we saw during the shutdown and through sequestration, didn't really seem to have much of an effect, because with the shutdown, at least, Congress did go back and make federal employees whole. In fact, the only point of contention at that time seemed to be that the folks who had to continue working got their money and were a little bit cranky about the fact that their colleagues who didn't work also got paid during the shutdown. Beyond that, that fits with the data that you found, that since they expected to be made whole, it didn't really seem to rile people too much.
Well, we do find that the furlough did have a very minor effect. Part of it is because it really was, I know there was a lot of talk, was it going to be this long, was it going to be that long? It turned out it was ultimately just a few days, and so a few days really didn't make that big an impact. The thing that we don't account for, and that's why this is a model that's still under development, is that people might now have different expectations of what they think future furloughs are. So in our model, we assume that people think that life is just going to continue as is and that furloughs aren't going to happen again. But if people now have a different expectation that, gee, now federal employment can involve furloughs, there might be a retention effect due to that we didn't account for.